Art, given what's happened with Seattle and the NBA in the past few months, denied relocation of the Sacramento Kings, do residents and city officials here have the stomach for this?
Boy, that's a good question. I think there is, among the skeptics of pro sports, they're already closed off and they're even more hardened now against this idea. And even the fence sitters are exasperated having to have this thrust upon them all of a sudden after they were, you know, I guess in some sense misled at least, and some would say betrayed by the NBA. And so now the NHL comes available by a free agent franchise. The NHL has owned the Phoenix Coyotes for 4 years. It's been a ward of the state, but the league doesn't want to own this team anymore. So that's why some people believe this thing is real and can happen, and it's going to have to happen very swiftly if it does.
So what is the situation in the Phoenix suburb of Glendale regarding the effort to keep the team?
Glendale has been subsidizing this team to the tune of $15 million a year for the last 6 years. And recently, they had an election there in which four of the seven council seats were won by people who have anti-subsidy views. So now, suddenly, in order to keep this team, a vote is going to happen in a week or 10 days that will decide whether the city continues. If, in the end, the prospective private owners of the Coyotes who want to keep the team in Phoenix say that deal is unsatisfactory, they will not buy the team for $170 million. In fact, they will sell it to two guys from New York who want to relocate the team in Seattle and will pay $220 million to the league. So that's, in a nutshell, a very complicated series of events that have to happen before Seattle should get excited.
Let's talk specifically about the proposed arena deal here in Seattle. There's an environmental review that is still to be completed, and the current memorandum of understanding between investor Chris Hansen and his group and the city of Seattle and King County is that an NBA team must come first before
right.
NHL,
right? Right. The mayor has been very careful to characterize the hockey situation as Plan B so people don't get too excited, nor has he indicated how that MOU would be rewritten. But it would have to be redone, which means to gather city council members and staffers in summer and in a primary election season to redo a complicated document to accommodate the NHL instead of the NBA. And the other issue of arenas is not so much Hansen, but Key Arena. Key Arena has only 11,000 quality seats for an NHL team. And the smallest arena in the NHL is 15,000, and they charge from $117 a ticket to $200 a ticket for the lower bowl seats. That means a whole lot of people are going to have to pay a whole lot of money for those precious seats, and I just don't know if that's plausible, but that's the deal. So a lot of things have to happen in a very short order for this to come true for Seattle. So I'm a little skeptical.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.